Hi, everybody, and welcome to another episode of An Evening in the Aughts. We are a podcast that talks about pop culture of the 2000s and early 2010s. I'm Em.
I'm Kay.
Today, I don't think we've done this already, but we're going to be talking about some of the biggest cheating scandals of celebrity cheating scandals of the 2000s.
Maybe a little early 2010s. Spoiler, yeah, but I want to talk about Robert Pattinson and Casey.
I think we talked about that already in an episode.
We can briefly touch on it maybe. Okay. But I think we probably have talked about them.
Yeah.
And our sources are from this Us Weekly article. And then just our memories. So
memories. And then I will be talking about Tiger Woods cheating scandal. Because it was huge. And I got it from an article from Honey Latest, honey.9. It's an Australian site. And then also golfchannel.com.
Good old golfchannel.com.
Who knew?
So I don't know. Do you want to start? I don't really know.
Sure. So we're just going to go down the list. And we already kind of talked about this on this list. This article was written in September of this year. They mention Adam Levine and Bahati Prinsloo. That's the most recent. That is not 2000s, early 2010s. Look, or early 2010s.
It's going to be recent and 2000s. We can't control what was in the article, okay?
It's true. And everybody kind of knows what happened, but texts came out that were hilarious because they were not for, obviously, his wife and his family. I feel horrible for them, but for him. It's humiliation. So
he tweeted, or he's DMing this girl named Sumner, and he's like, my wife is pregnant again. If we have a boy, I want to name her Sumner. Is that crazy? Something like that. It's just really cringy. Yeah. And then people were making memes of, because he said something about like, wow, your body's so hot. And then it's like the Duolingo bird is the one who's, it's like, did you see that at all? Like people were making memes. Like they were.
Yeah. I saw so many different ones. Getting.
Yeah. I'm describing it so bad, but like, it's really funny. Like people were just putting themselves in the, like.
Let me see if I can find the them.
Because he was saying such cringy things.
They're so cringy. It's so bad.
Yeah. But they're still together. She's pregnant. So I feel like she kind of like has to like.
I feel really bad for her.
But okay.
But whatever.
I feel like they have an agreement, honestly.
Oh, allegedly. Well, it did say that this article does say that she was seen smiling as she and Levine picked up their daughters from school later that week.
That was a planted paparazzi photo, I think.
Exactly. Allegedly. So maybe she is okay. Yeah, maybe they do have an agreement. I don't know. But like, it's just embarrassing for him.
I allegedly think that Kylie Jenner and what's his name? Scott Travis. I think they have an agreement as well. It's just like, don't get caught, but you can do whatever you want.
I could see that.
Allegedly. But yeah. Number two is Kevin Hunter and Wendy Williams. We all know Wendy Williams from the Wendy Williams Show, which is now, I think, the Sherry, what's her last name? It's
Sherry Shepherd. Wife.
Yeah. I think it's her show now. Mm-hmm. Wendy Williams, actually, she's not doing well, I think, like mentally or something. Or she has some like health issues. Like people think that she's like losing her, like, not her
I
mind.
I heard she had something. I never really watched Wendy Williams.
I tried getting virtual tickets during COVID because they were doing like Zoom audience. Oh. And so I had a Zoom with someone to make sure that my background was okay and everything. But then I ended up not going because I had a meeting at that time.
Oh.
Virtually going. But anyway, I didn't really watch her show, but I was just bored. But so what happened was Wendy Williams, she said that her husband had cheated on her in like 2001. Mm-hmm. And so she hired a private investigator to trail him. And I don't think anything really came out of that, or like they stayed together. And then 16 years later, he was accused of cheating on her again because he was spotted in New Jersey with a lady named Sharina. And then it's in like 2 years later in 2019 that Sharina gave birth to her husband's baby, Kevin's baby.
Well,
and so
well,
then she
well.
Finally, Wendy finally divorced him, and she has one son with him, but like, yeah, anyway, I think I remember that being kind of a sad thing because I think she really like wanted to make things work, but yeah. Like
he just, well, so she apparently was in rehab for substance abuse issues. So yeah, I don't think things were going super well for her. I feel bad, but cheating can really ruin people's lives, you guys.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if that's what that was, but yeah, that's horrible.
I think it helps.
Yeah. Of course, the king and queen, well, king, not in a good way, Khloe Kardashian and Tristan Thompson. We've talked a little bit about this. He was caught cheating just days before she gave birth to their first child. And then she tried to, like, make things work. But then that was when the whole thing with Jordan Woods, Kylie Jenner's best friend, he was caught making out with her. And then he had an ex who had his son and then sued him for child support. And then the surrogates, they had a surrogate hearing their second child when news of the lady who was suing him, it was like revealed it was his son. So
yeah, 2018, days before True Thompson is born, he cheats. 2019, he's making out with Kylie Jenner's BFF.
Yeah.
2020, I assume, he gets girl pregnant. He pretends that, like, he has secret court documents being like, I don't recognize my paternity. Like, I'm not doing this. And then they find out about it. And then during that time too, Chloe's like, let's do a surrogate baby. And he doesn't tell her about it. So, like, I feel bad for Chloe, but also it's just like, he was bad news from the second strike. Like, I mean, come on.
I know. I feel the same. I guess too. So apparently, and I haven't seen the show, so I don't know if this is different, but someone said, an insider told us that they had not spoken since December outside of co-parenting matters. So they're not together.
Honestly, I wouldn't put it past Chloe though, to like get back with him.
Yeah.
She just wants a complete family so bad. And I feel bad for her, but like,
that is sad.
But he's just so gross. Like, I don't know how you can. This next one, I'm not familiar with this at all, but Donald Trump Jr. and Vanessa Trump, I guess, who's Aubrey O'Day? I feel like I've seen her before.
Isn't she British?
No idea. She looks British, if that makes sense. She looks like Rita Ora, kind of, or like, you know what I mean? Like, kind of.
I'm pretty sure she's British and maybe like a TV personality, but I don't know for sure.
Yeah. Well, I guess, so Aubrey O'Day was on Celebrity Apprentice in 2011, and then she and Don Jr. started like canoodling, I guess. And then that cheating scandal led them to divorcing, and they have like 5 children. So,
yeah, but it says they were together for like 6 years.
Oh,
after the cheating. But yeah, I didn't know that, but I don't really follow there.
Same.
Next one we've spoken about a little bit, Ben Affleck and Jennifer Garner. I hate you, Ben Affleck. You are listening. No, well, so apparently it was a day, I didn't really remember this, but it was a day after their 10-year wedding anniversary that they said they were divorcing. And then apparently Us Weekly broke the story that he and their nanny had been canoodling, but they were like, well, it was after it. But do you think he cheated on her?
I think so. Yes, I believe so.
Sorry, me too.
And I heard that they filed a day after their 10-year anniversary because of like a California rule or something with money, like in divorce.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's something like that. Like, they're trying to get the most, like, I don't know if it's a financial reason or not, but
interesting.
And we actually have because he's with Jennifer Lopez now, he's married to her, but we actually have a Bennifer episode if you want to go listen to it. It's really good.
Yeah.
But I kind of feel Jennifer Garner was always like too good for him, but didn't she allegedly cheat with Ben Affleck on her husband? Like, she was married, but she was filming with Ben Affleck, and then they started like kind of a bond.
Let me see.
She had like a boyfriend or something. I don't know if.
Yikes.
Something like that. I just am like, everyone is kind of.
Oh, yeah. I know. Well, it's kind of like Sienna Miller is a victim and a perpetrator in this list, as we'll.
Really? Talk about, yeah. Looking forward to it. Ew, this next one's disgusting.
Oh, they didn't even really get into the like really awful stuff, I guess. I don't, whatever.
Do you want to cover it, or
do
you want me to cover it? I don't know.
Do we go back and forth?
Yeah. Oh wait, did I not cover this? It's disgusting. Josh and Anna Dever.
Mm-hmm.
The Duggars were, of course, from 19 Kids and Counting on TLC. Josh Duggar is disgusting, and he is in jail now, so that's great. But he was
a
gross.
Pedophile.
Yes, he molested his sisters, and his parents didn't do anything about it. That came out, and like their show got canceled, and then they had Counting On, and he wasn't in it, but all of his like sisters were. They're kind of like, that was kind of nice of them to like give them a show, but then that got canceled, because then Josh Duggar had a child porn scandal. They found like tons of disgusting, like with babies, like gross. Like he's like the worst of the worst. Like all child porns is gross, but like he had like the worst of the worst, and he's now in prison. His wife believes that he's like, he didn't do anything.
Wait, like someone framed him or something?
I don't know. Yeah, he thinks someone put the files in his computer. Like
Josh Duggar, the most powerful man. Like, no, so stupid.
I have no sympathy for her. They have like a million kids as well, but like, and they're also just like, she just is standing by him, and I think he's gonna be in there for like ever. So I'm just like,
yeah, I'm actually gonna look up and see what his sentence was.
Oh, sorry. So the and the cheating part. So the other thing he did was he went on Ashley Madison, like 10 years ago or something. Ashley Madison, from what I understand, it's a website for those who are married but want to have like to cheat on their spouses. Like it's exclusively for that. And he went on there and he like cheated on his wife with this girl. And I think the girl that he cheated with even said that he was like really weird and like kind of like aggressive or something like
was wrong.
Yeah, like he's just, yeah, so he's just really gross. But she took him back again, and then the child porn thing came out. So
his sentence was 151 months.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say years. Oh no, wait,
no. So wait, let me figure out
how many years is that?
It's only 12.5 years.
Are you kidding? Oh no. My gosh, no, he needs to be locked up forever.
I know.
Oh, gross. Very gross.
Anyway. Let's move on from them. So the next one on this list is Kendra Wilkinson and Hank Baskett. So Kendra was famous from the play. Oh gosh, what was it called? The Playboy show. What? Why can't I think of it?
Not Desperate Housewives. It's something like that. What is it? It's like Playboy Bunnies.
Oh my gosh. Why can't I remember it?
The girls next door. The girl next door.
Yes. Girl next door. So she was famous from that. And so she married Hank Baskett, who I think is an athlete. I don't know.
I think he's a football guy.
Okay. Well, he cheated on her. And it says in here that he had an affair with a transgender model in 2014. And then it got revealed. But then they went on marriage boot camp and they said their marriage is stronger than ever because she learned forgiveness. So,
okay. But I thought they weren't together now. I thought they divorced.
That could be wrong. Let me see. Yeah.
Guys, I don't know how old this article is, but I'm pretty sure they divorced.
It's recent, but who? Someone, do you have a fact checker?
I'm not. I'm pretty sure now she's a real estate agent and she's like,
okay,
not with him anymore.
You're right. So they got divorced in 2018.
Yeah, someone did not update this.
Yeah. Weird. Is she with someone now? Is he with someone now?
I have no idea. Really strange circumstances. I'd have a hard time with that.
I think she's single, really, actually. Wait, okay. No. Well, in 2019, she had a billionaire boyfriend, but I don't know if that's still a thing.
Okay.
Anyway, I don't know about him.
Yeah. Okay, next one. I kind of know a little bit about this, but I'll let you maybe take the lead. But Ramona Singer from Real Housewives of, oh my gosh, they call her the Real Housewives of Orange County star. She's from New York.
Us Weekly. Sorry,
and
guys.
And then Mario Singer, that's what she calls them, right? Mario.
Yeah.
But I remember seeing them when I like started the show. That's the only franchise I think I've seen like pretty consistently. But he cheated on her with his mistress, Casey Dexter, after 22 years of marriage. Do you know any other details?
She
was like obsessed with him, wasn't she?
Well, here's the thing. I really think they were really, before he started cheating, I think they're both, Ramona's not my favorite. She's horrible, but she's also very entertaining. But I do really think that she and Mario had a good marriage before all this fell apart.
Yeah.
So she thinks it was a midlife crisis. And so he kind of freaked out. And because they always seemed like they were doing well and stuff, but Then like yeah, his midlife crisis happened, and then they just, like, renewed their vows, and I think she had an inkling but kind of was in denial, but like, everybody else knew, like everyone like had heard things, and
Like
I don't
on the
think it was
show?
just with his mistress, huh?
Did people on the show say things? Sorry.
Well, so they this was like this is after Bethany left for the first time, I think. They
Okay.
went to Morocco, and they went to see a fortune teller or something, and she it's like who I bet it was planted by the producers and stuff, but the fortune tellers had something about Mario and it wasn't good. And then Sonia started crying and it's like, what? Why? And it's because I think they all kind of knew he was cheating on her. And then so Ramona, so she was like really felt really bad for her. She got to keep her Hamptons house. He and I think and her apartment, I think, because I think she owned the Hamptons house before she got married to him.
Oh.
But and he actually wanted to take her back.
And she didn't want to take him
She
back,
didn't
I
want to.
thought.
I think the trust was broken. So she was like, and I really do think that they were a good couple before he freaked out.
Poor Ramona. But yeah, is she like hated now, or do people like her? Does she have fans still?
Well, I haven't watched Real Housewives in general in a long time, and I haven't watched New York in a while. It's not very good anymore, but I think she has like, she's very hateable, but she's also very entertaining. So it's like you kind of have to like her. Like, and I do think though her time has come to maybe come get off the show. I kind of feel like Housewives has hit a wall anyway. But she in the prime of Housewives, I think she was very entertaining and she had to be on the show.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of like, wasn't there Luann? She married Tom and everyone
Oh
knew that
yeah.
Tom was cheating on
Another
her.
cheating scandal. So some people think they had an arrangement, but because he did it in public, because the way she says that, she's like in she's like at the Regency in public in front of all our friends, and it's like, and I think like everyone's like,
Yeah.
what? You should just be mad he's cheating in general. But
Yeah.
she still married him. It was right before their wedding.
Yeah. I don't know. I will never understand people who have like arrangements like that, but I feel like it's mostly wealthy people who just like,
And maybe public eye people,
yeah.
perhaps. But I guess so. It's Scott Disick and Kourtney Kardashian. So they split in 2015 after he was caught getting uncomfortably close to his ex-girlfriend Chloe Bartoli,
Wow.
while he was on vacation without Kourtney.
So my understanding is like obviously they showed Scott and Kourtney's relationship a lot on Keeping Up with the Kardashians. They were together for like I think in total 10 years or something, or like
Yeah.
almost 10 years. So and they never got married because I think Kourtney always knew that like I think she knew that he was like a serial cheater and like an
Why did she have
alcoholic.
kids with him, do you think, though?
I don't know. Some people feel like she just wanted kids, and all the Kardashians really just like having kids with the same guy, even if the guy is trash. Like they want
Right.
multiple children, but all from the same guy. Like they want, I don't know, it's just kind of interesting. But I think she just wanted kids, and I think she just wanted like a family, and she like I don't think she liked him that much. She just wanted the family. That was like what she used him for.
He always seemed to get on her nerves, like whenever I watched, maybe not early. Early on, they were like really all over each other, but then I remember later on, she'd always get annoyed of him.
But he was so funny.
He
Like,
really was funny. Like, I would have him as like a friend or something. I would never like date someone like that, but
yeah. And I've been watching the new, I guess it's a different series now, but like Courtney Kay is with Travis Barker now. And so Scott is not around on the show anymore. So it's like not funny. Like, he kind of brought the humor to the
He
show and he's
did.
gone. It is gone now. It is not good anymore. So I feel bad for him a little bit. I don't know what he's doing now. I feel like he secretly wants to settle down now, but I think he knows that like only young girls who like don't really want a huge commitment will go out with him. 'Cause like I don't know what like 40-year-old woman would want to like marry him, 'cause he doesn't really have things. Like he's pretty
No.
immature and like doesn't have things really together.
I think for him though, Courtney was the one that got away,
Yes, I
even
agree.
though he cheated on her and was horrible. It's
Not
his own fault.
Sophia Richie.
No.
Who
No,
is
no, no, no.
married now or something weird like that.
I saw
So.
that. I don't really follow her either, but yeah.
Okay, this next one is Jesse James and Sandra Bullock. This was a weird pairing to me in the
It
first
was really
place.
weird.
He was like, was
Also,
he on?
wasn't he a Nazi?
Yeah, okay, so
Let me look this up.
number one, he's like a Nazi or something. And number two, After she won her Oscar, it was revealed that he was cheating on Sandra with Kat Von D, right? Who is from that one TV show about tattoos on TLC.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
Yeah.
she, everyone hates her now.
Well,
She
isn't
has a
her
makeup
husband
line,
a
but everyone
Nazi?
hates her.
Or he's like also like a white supremacist or something. Like, I'm
Well,
pretty
I
sure
looked it
there's.
up. He says he's not.
Okay. I know
I
there were
don't know.
scandals. There was like a
I think
scandal about that.
his mistress that he cheated with could be. Let me see.
Oh. Oh,
Her
okay. Yeah.
ex-husband claimed she tattooed a large swastika on her stomach, wrote white power in magnets on their fridge, and routinely dated gang members.
Jesse James did?
Sorry, Michelle McGee, the lady who he cheated with. Oh, it's interesting. I just want to see. I think he just didn't want commitment. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, they never had any kids together, but I think she adopted two, and like, I think she's fine now. She's happy.
Interesting. Yeah. I remember everyone was confused by that. Like, why was she with him at
Yeah.
all? Is she dating someone right now?
Like a businessman, I think.
Okay. I feel like that happens a lot sometimes.
Yeah.
I don't even know what Jesse James's career is.
A tattoo guy? Or does he
Is he
make
tattoo
cars?
guy?
I don't know. Does he like make cars? Or like, I
Oh,
don't know.
motorcycle mogul is what us calls him.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
A mogul.
Okay.
Okay.
And then his did you want to read the quote he said?
Okay. He said, "I never shied away from anything I did. I took full responsibility. I cheated on my wife. Guess what? So do millions of other men. To be honest, it was unfair for me to even be in a relationship." Well,
Jesse James, if all your friends jumped off a cliff, would you also jump off a cliff? Anyway, she was too good for him.
yes.
Next is actually Tiger Woods, which I do have a timeline, but so everyone knows about this story. It happened in 2009. That's when it broke. So obviously they're like the biggest golfer in the world. He was married to Elin Nordegren. I don't know, but she's like really beautiful. She's a Swedish model and stuff like that. They had, I think, three kids. Three?
Yeah.
But yeah, so he cheated on her. So I'm gonna give the really a really quick timeline from Golf Magazine.
Love Golf Magazine.
Wait, let me find it. Here it is. Okay, so what happened was on November 27, 2009, he had crashed his car. And it was after apparently a lot of people think it was because Elon was confronting him about being a cheater, and he tried to escape in his car and he crashed it.
Oh no.
But before that, tabloids had said that he was having an affair with nightclub manager Rachel Yucatel, who I think shows up in this list again. And so at 2 a.m., he tried to flee the mansion where his wife apparently allegedly confronted him with it. So then apparently more and more of his infidelity surfaced because a lot more women came forward. And I guess his wife found out by looking at his phone. So Us Weekly actually published a voicemail left by him for one of his mistresses, and it says, "Hey, it's Tiger. I need you to do me a huge favor. Can you please take your name off my phone? My wife, or take your name off your phone. My wife came through my phone and may be calling you." So he originally denied it. He's like, "All these allegations against me are ruining my family." Like, he was deny, deny, deny. But more people came out and was like, "He slept with me, blah, 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 blah." And then he finally had to be like, "Okay, guys, I lied. I actually had affairs and cheated. Oopsie daisies." So, apparently, and let me go through. So he's dated a lot of people since then. They got divorced in 2010. Him and Elin. So the money that she gave, so apparently, according to the Daily Beast, their original prenup said that she would receive 20 million after 10 years of marriage. But I don't know though if that's like without cheating, you know?
Yeah. Well, I
Because
have a
then I guess.
question. Do people who have prenup? Oh my God, sorry. Prenups. So do they always add in like an infidelity clause, or is that just a
Don't
rich person,
know.
famous person thing?
I'm
Like,
not sure. Probably. I wonder if it's like if you think they're gonna cheat, maybe then you put it in there. Then why get married?
don't
Like,
know.
But apparently, so he tried to make her stay by giving her 5 million and then also adding 55 million to the original. But she ended up getting 100 million by divorcing him anyway.
Oh,
So
really? Okay.
according to TMZ, so she did just fine. But so she's with an ex-football player and he's with someone else. Like, they're all good. And apparently in 2019, he's like, "We communicate so much better. We're best friends. I wish we could have done that earlier."
Well, okay.
So, okay. Anyway, so that is Tiger Woods' cheating scandal.
Okay. Next one is David Letterman, who I don't like. I don't think he's funny. So I guess he revealed in 2019, or sorry, 2009, that he had an affair with several women who worked for him on The Late Show with David Letterman. And that includes his like personal assistant, Stephanie Birkett. And
Gross.
that was while he was married to his wife, Regina Lasko. And then he said in an Oprah interview, "I have no one to blame but myself. I'm just still trying." Oh, wait. And I guess he's still together with his wife, but he's like, "I'm still trying to fix my marriage. It hasn't gone away." And that was in 2013. So that was like 4 years later. I wonder if like they just stay together because like, out of convenience and money and fame. Like, I wonder, I don't know. Like, I don't think they're actually in love. And dare I say, I feel like that's Bill and Hillary Clinton as well.
Oh, definitely, definitely.
Because he said, yeah, he slept with women, like women plural, David Letterman. So I just feel like, how do you come back with that from that unless you're just like, it's all for appearances. But anyway, I do think he's funny. Have you ever watched his show? Like,
I
is
have never
it
actually given him a shot, so I couldn't say.
I don't know. People just love him like celebrities do, and I just don't get it. I don't think he's funny.
Yeah, I've never tried, but maybe he's fine, but I don't really have a desire to, honestly.
Same.
This next one, I do vaguely remember when this happened, but I didn't really know who this person was. But John Edwards,
I don't know
he's
these
really
people.
horrible because he cheated on his wife who had breast cancer, and then
Oh.
she died.
Oh.
He is horrible.
I've never heard of this one.
You don't remember it, kind of like when it happened. It was in 2008.
I mean, I'll look him up a little bit more. That's so sad.
But yeah, he cheated with his campaign videographer and then she had their daughter. Like he got her pregnant. And then, yeah, his wife had breast cancer and he cheated on her while she had cancer. So he's horrible.
Disgusting. Yeah. Oh, that's so
A
sad.
regular Dr. Seuss. Wait, he did that,
Don't know. Did he?
right?
No, you're right. He did. Dr. Seuss did do that. He's awful.
Anyway, so yeah, I remember there were like People magazine covers and stuff about John Edwards, but I don't know what he's up to these days.
No, that's really sad though. Let's go back in time a little bit to 1995, where Hugh Grant, he was dating Elizabeth Hurley, who's so beautiful. She's from Bedazzled. He cheated on her with a prostitute named Divine Brown, and they like got caught, or like they got arrested because it was like illegal in, was it England or whatever, what they were doing. And he had been dating Elizabeth for over 8 years, and I guess they stayed together until 2000. But didn't he go on like David Letterman or something? And he's like, "I did it." And like, it was like a, people were like, "You're adorable." It's like, it was just, he got forgiven immediately by the public, which is just so
It's
weird.
true.
Like, and then she stayed with him. But I feel like
For
that might have been,
5 years.
I feel like that might have been a
Crazy.
big scandal in the 90s,
I think it
maybe
was.
more, but like,
Well, it's Elizabeth Hurley. Like, what chance do any of us have if Elizabeth Hurley?
Exactly. Like, yeah, exactly.
I'll try to speed this up. Next is Jude Law and Sienna Miller. We kind of talked about this already in another episode. I think it was the holiday episode or something. But so he cheated on Sienna Miller with their nanny, Daisy Wright. In 2006, they tried to rekindle their romance, but then they called it quits in February 2011. So still 5 years. But she was like, "It was a really hard time for me. My heart was broken in public, all that stuff." So.
Very sad. Oh, speaking of Bill Clinton and Monica Lewinsky, I feel like people kind of know this story, but she was like an intern or something, and she's only 22. He was like in his 50s,
Yeah, it's
and
gross.
Yeah, we I think we all know the story. There was a TV show about it, and I watched it. And he's still with his wife, Hillary Clinton. So that's it.
Next, I actually know kind of a lot about this. LeAnn Rimes is Eddie Cibrian.
Oh,
So I
yeah.
know mostly about this from Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. So Eddie Cibrian was a, well, LeAnn Rimes was kind of like a famous country singer, like as a kid. And then they were both kind of doing Lifetime movies, which is how they met. And then they had an affair. And then he was dating, or sorry, married to Brandi Glanville, who I think was a model. And she has been very bitter for years about this, which I don't blame her. Like, it's very sad.
Same.
He also cheated, though, with like Sheena from Real Housewives of Vanderpump Rules. And I think
Oh.
a lot of other people. He was a serial cheater.
Oh, so do you think he's cheating with on Leanne
Yes.
Rimes
Some
now?
people claim allegedly that Leanne is really, really worried about keeping him and that she's even tried to dress like Brandy and stuff. But, like, yeah, so
No. Okay.
not doing so hot.
Very sad. This next one I don't know that well, but I guess Christie Brinkley, the like supermodel, in 2008, her husband of 12 years, Peter Cook, admitted to having an affair with his 19-year-old assistant. And they divorced that same year. And she said, "I just want peace. And every time I have any joy or any kind of success in anything, he has to destroy it." And then he was like, "No, she doesn't want peace. She wants attention." So he sounds like trash as well.
I know I'm on Christie's Brinkley side.
Same.
I don't know anything about this though, but yeah, I'm on her side.
Same.
This next one, I remember this, Shania Twain. She was married and then she found out that her best friend and her husband were sleeping together.
That's
So I feel
awful.
horrible for her. But she got the last laugh because then she married her best friend's ex-husband.
Which is a twist, a big twist in
Big
things.
twist.
Yes. Next one, Anthony Weiner, he's a politician, right? I don't
I
really
think
like.
he had also connection to the Clintons.
Okay. I just
Yeah.
kind of remember hearing his name is like, with the name like Weiner, how do you not like have a
I
scandal?
know. I know exactly.
But I just remember it being like on, you know, TV or whatever. But yeah, I think he sent gross pictures to a woman. And then I'm sure he had like actual affairs as, or you know, like
Yeah.
physical affairs as well on his
His
wife.
alias was Carlos Danger. Blech.
Don't know. Oh, but guess what? He remains married to her. Her name is Huma Abedin. Yeah, they're
Interesting.
still married, but I don't think they're together, but they're separated.
Oh, gotcha. Okay,
At
so
this
married
point.
in name only.
I'm pretty sure because I feel like I might be wrong, but I feel like she dated Bradley Cooper recently.
Really?
Let me double check this.
We left off on Anthony Weiner, and now we're at Catherine McPhee and Michael Morris. Catherine McPhee is a mess, can I just say?
Why
Also
would
connected to Housewives.
through David Foster?
But so she was in Smash, and I guess she was caught kissing the director. She had been separated from her husband for 6 months, but he was still married to his wife of 10 years, Mary
Wow.
McCormick.
Okay.
And then an insider said, she's so embarrassed she was caught. She should have known better. Like the yeah, don't cheat, okay?
I will like I really don't know that much about her. I know that she was on American Idol and I know that she's married to David Foster and she's friends with Meg Markle. But I also remember her being in The House Bunny and I didn't like her character. Like she wasn't like
She
funny at all.
was. She's not a I'm not I'm I'm not really a fan of her, so
Kind of
but she's
same.
like a great actress. And I guess she really like rumors were like she really liked to go after married men. Not putting all the blame on her, but like she like knew they were married and like would pursue it and stuff. So
Interesting. Okay.
but yeah, anyway, interesting.
Yeah. Okay. So next one is Arnold Schwarzenegger and his wife. What was her name?
Maria Shriver.
Maria Shriver, who's like a Kennedy by association or something.
Yeah, or something like that.
Something like that. Yeah. Okay. So it was revealed in 2011 that he had conceived a son named Joseph with their housekeeper, Mildred, while he was still married to Maria in 1997. And then he said about it, "I think it was the stupidest thing I've done in the whole relationship." I guess that's all he said. But I remember reading something about how, like, I guess Maria Shriver, she like noticed that, like, because a boy would like come around and stuff around their house, because I think she's kind of close to the housekeeper because she worked for them for a lot of years. I think she noticed that the son looked like Arnold, and so she like asked the like housekeeper, she like confronted her, I think, or she confronted someone. I think that's how like she figured it out, because she's like, he looks like him, and
That's
the kid
horrible.
really does look like him. I think he looks the most like the guy, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah,
So
that's
I feel bad.
crazy.
And then also their daughter is married to Chris Pratt now, so there's that weird relation too.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. That is
Yeah,
weird.
very strange.
Interesting.
And I also heard that it's kind of sad. They kind of like isolate that one boy, like the other siblings, like they don't invite him to anything, they don't like do anything, which I get, but also it's kind of sad because like he didn't do
It's not
anything wrong.
his fault.
No, and
Yeah.
he's like way younger than all of them, so I don't know, just
I mean,
interesting.
I know it'd be hard to do to like have a relationship with, but like, do they still talk to their dad?
Yeah, they do. That's the
Oh,
confusing part. It's like,
yeah,
well,
that's I yeah, I don't know.
what ifs? Okay.
Oh, did you want to take the lead on Kristen Stewart?
I mean, I guess I don't know. I think we covered this before, but K2 and the Snow White and the Huntsman director Rupert Sanders, she's in that movie. She was dating Robert Pattinson at the time. It was like, I think the last Twilight movie was going to come out, and they had these weird photos in the park of them like kissing, but she looks really disinterested in him. But there are rumors, and then it like he got divorced from his wife and he had kids and stuff, and then I'm pretty sure that she released a statement being like, I'm so sorry, Rob, I love you. And then they like it was awkward at the premiere, and they like stayed together for a little while longer, and then they finally broke up. But some people think that their whole relationship was PR, and that this was a way for her to like get out of it, or like they staged these photos, but then something bad,
Oh,
like
get
I
out
don't
of her
know.
relationship with Robert Pattinson?
Yeah, like it was all because they love
Well,
doing that. They love having the leads of like a really popular movie or show, like dating in real life and like whatever.
I
But
would maybe say that, but I remember how she told, was it Howard Stern? How she was like, I genuinely loved him, Robert Pattinson. Like, she was like, I would have married him.
yeah.
So I
So
don't know.
that's
I think it was real.
just a rumor, but it also just was strange. Like, why do you go outside in the park, like middle of the day
I
when you know
know.
people are like, it doesn't make any sense. So
I
just kind of
yeah,
weird.
I know it's kind of stupid.
Yeah.
This one I had no idea this happened.
Oh.
Ashton Kutcher.
Okay.
So remember when he was married, right, to Demi Moore, and everyone was like, oh, scandal, because she's like 12 years older than him, whatever. But I guess he had cheated on her with like some girl and another girl at the same time. No, the same, wait, the same time. The same day as her sixth wedding anniversary. And then he had told them that he was separated from her.
Oh.
So then they filed for divorce the next year. And then he moved on with Mila Kunis. But I didn't know he cheated on her.
I didn't know that either. I kind of forgot that they were ever together.
Me too.
That's interesting.
It's an interesting coupling for sure.
So the question is, do you think he's ever cheated on Mila Kunis?
I would like to, I hope no, but like, I don't know. What do you think?
I don't know, but I just feel like, can you really just do it once and then you're done? Or do you like
I
keep
know.
cheating? Like, if you're a cheater, you're a cheater. I don't know.
I know.
I would hope that he didn't, because I like Mila Kunis, but who knows? Okay, so this next one,
I don't know who these people are.
is he from like the Supernatural show? And my phone just froze. my phone is frozen. If you want to take this one,
Oh.
actually, it won't move. It's like.
David Boreanaz?
What show is he from?
I have no idea who this man is. But the only thing interesting about it is he cheated on his wife with Tiger Woods' mistress, Rachel Yucatel.
Him.
But he claims that it was actually made his marriage stronger.
Okay.
So, all right.
Okay. Next one is Tori Spelling and Dean McDermott, which honestly, I don't really know why they're famous. I know she had Aaron Spelling was her dad, and I think he was mean to her, or like he didn't leave her any money or something when she died, or when he died.
Yeah.
That was a scandal.
Oh, and I think she was on some shows. Wasn't she on Saved by the Bell and some other stuff?
Yeah, in 90210,
Yeah.
which I never watched, but that's from the 90s. But So I think they had like six kids as well, but yeah, so they, I guess they were both married when they met and they cheated together. And yeah, so I think they're still together, but I kind of feel like I heard there's a cheating scandal with him on
Me
her recently.
too, but
I
I'm
don't
kind of
know.
too tired to look it up.
Same, but yeah, so I don't really follow them. So if you know some tea, let us know.
Yeah, let us know. The next one is Eva Long. I've heard Eva or Ava, but whatever. Longoria and Tony Parker. So I do vaguely remember this happening. So she got really famous, I think, from Desperate Housewives. And then he was a basketball player, but I guess he cheated on her with like the wife of a mutual friend, which is sad.
So strange.
And then they got divorced.
Yeah, I think she married a very wealthy man, and like they have a son now, and like she's living the life.
Good for her.
Next, I don't even want to just talk about them that long, but Woody Allen and Mia Farrow.
This is horrible.
Okay, basically he married Mia Farrow. She had already adopted some children. One of the children was like a teenage girl, and so they got married and stuff, and then Mia Farrow found like gross pictures or something Woody Allen had taken of the teenage girl. Her name is Soon Yi Previn. And so they were having like a romantic relationship behind their Mia Farrow's back. And then they're
Gross.
still together to this day, Woody and Soon Yi.
Gross.
And he never officially adopted her. So like technically, like it wasn't his like child,
But
technically.
like still, it's
Disgusting.
gross.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he also has tons of allegations, so
Yes, many allegations.
you know.
Back to Sienna Miller coming up again. So someone named Balthazar Getty, I have no idea who that
Who's
is.
that? Oh, okay.
He, this is in 2008. He revealed that he was cheating on his wife Rosetta with Sienna Miller.
Oh.
And then she eventually, Rosetta eventually forgave him.
Okay.
But Sienna, you know what it's like to be cheated on, and you still?
I
You
know,
knew he
I
was married, I'm sure.
do not understand.
Whatever.
Yeah. Okay, next one, Kobe Bryant. So he was arrested for allegedly raping a 19-year-old woman at a Colorado hotel during his stay in July 2003. He was married to Vanessa Bryant at the time. And they settled in a civil suit, and then in 2011, Vanessa filed for divorce. And then they reconciled, and then we all know, yeah, he passed away and such. But anyway, I think he raped her. Do you?
Yeah. But I know it's like a touchy subject, like
I
'cause he
know.
died. And like everyone, a lot of people like say that he's like a, I don't know. It's a very, it's very
It's a touchy subject
yeah,
because
it's very
people,
touchy.
I feel like people with their like, especially with sports, they get very intense. So they just don't want their sports heroes to have anything like they don't want to hear like anything bad about them. So it is a touchy subject, but I think it was a huge deal when it happened in 2003.
I think, yeah, and I don't
More
remember. I
media
think I would
about
have
it.
been too young to start noticing that, but yeah, I think it was.
Yeah.
We talked about this one before. I think, did we have a whole episode dedicated to this?
Probably.
Brad Pitt, Angelina Jolie. So go and listen to that, but I'll sum it up really fast. So Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston were like one of the it couples of the 90s. And then he made, in 2005, he made a movie with Angelina Jolie called Mr. and Mrs. Smith. And then they apparently got involved romantically together on the set of that. And then he and Jennifer Aniston divorced. He is no longer with Angelina Jolie because I think there have been some allegations of like abuse.
Yeah.
And he's an, he, I think he went to rehab. He was an alcoholic. And I don't think any of his kids speak to him.
No, I think maybe the youngest ones do or something. He still sees them, but like everyone else, like, I don't know. I think they
Yeah.
might
Like the
be.
ones that Angelina adopted on her own, I don't think they
Yeah.
talk to him.
Yeah. It's kind of crazy. Next is Ethan Hawke and Uma Thurman. So, they were married for 6 years and had two children before divorcing in 2004. Ethan Hawke said he's didn't cheat on her, but then he did move on. He did marry their nanny later on after they
Interesting.
divorced. So it's like, come on, like
That's kind of weird. Their daughter is on Stranger Things. What's her name again? Maya Hawke.
I am. Okay, so what do you, she's a nepotism baby. obviously. Yes. Mm-hmm. Do you think she's talented?
I don't know. I've only ever seen her in Stranger Things, and she's fine.
Same.
So I can't really say. But yeah, definitely nepotism baby.
People are obsessed with her, though. But it's just kind of the Stranger Things cast. People are obsessed with them. That's but true. I don't know. Like, I just haven't seen her in enough things to know if she's, like, actually talented or if she's just, like, you know.
Same. So this is the last one. Jason Aldean. So he, I guess, is a country star. I don't know anything about this. But he's a country singer. American Idol alum Brittany Kerr, while married to his wife of 11 years, Jessica Ussery, in 2012. And then they both got divorced. They got divorced 7 months later. And he said, "This is a really tough time for my entire family. She will always be important to me because she's the mother of my children. And I know that we will both always make our daughters our number one priority." So I don't know. I don't know anything about Jason Aldean.
Same. Is he I don't know anything about country music. I'm just going to say that.
Not really either. I think he's fairly popular, right?
Probably. I don't know.
Possibly.
Just amazing. 33 couples cheated on each other.
I know. And there are so many more.
There's so many more in Hollywood and the industry. Yes. But anyway, anything else?
No, I think that's it. If you guys have any suggestions for us, please message us on Instagram. Please follow us on Instagram at Evening in the Aughts Podcast. TikTok, our TikTok is Evening in the Aughts Pod. And then if you could leave a 5-star review on Spotify or iTunes, right? Apple Music?
Yes, yes.
Apple Podcast, sorry. That'd be great.
Yeah. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.